Om Shanti. So you are happy in Gyan Sarovar? Everything is fine? Food? It's method of self-progress. This is the topic. This word progress, what does it mean? Progress in what? Let us think this way. Progress in we want to make progress in our life, but in what? Yes, progress in spirituality, and spirituality includes many things. So simply we can say progress of our mind, mental attitudes, mind's thoughts, way of thinking, mind's power, progress in our intellect. It means we have to divinize our intellect, we have to empower our intellect. Thirdly, transformation in sanskaras, progress in purity, progress in powers, progress in yoga. So in our spiritual progress, we have got two main powers. One is power of knowledge and second is power of yoga. On the basis of these two things, we can make progress in our spiritual life. Of course, we have to become perfect. So much progress, so much speed we have to make that we can achieve everything from Baba. I was thinking today to see few things that it takes time to understand that how Baba is Karan Karavanhar. Normally we all say Baba is Karan Karavanhar. But when we are in practical field, we are in the consciousness that I am doing everything. I have to do. This is my responsibility. So it takes time to realize, to feel deeply that how Baba does everything, not everything, but everything for Brahmins, everything of his children, everything of those who have love and faith in him. Similarly, how to improve our yoga? This is also very subtle subject. So today, in this discussion, on the basis of my own experience of life, I will give you few tips. What should we do? And I think I should start with one thing. We have to create loveful feeling for all souls of the world. Very important and very easy. Easy? But if we know the right method, it becomes easy. And if we see around us negative vibrations, negative attitudes of the souls, then we feel it's very difficult. So let us think first of all how to have very pure and selfless love for all. They may be terrorists. But terrorists are also souls. They may be very criminal, sinful souls. But all are the children of our Father. All are my brothers. And we must understand, we must accept, or we must realize this fact that all souls of the world needs the vibrations of our love. Love is a great thing. We should accept it. We should feel it. We are great souls. Their ancestors. We are Bap Saman. So our loveful vibrations will help souls to solve their problem or to live a peaceful life. Love brings peace. Although it is said in the world, philosophers had mentioned, it is truth which brings peace. It's also right. Truth brings peace. Where there is truth, means where there is true knowledge, peace is there. But we can add, where there is love, peace is there. In our family, if we create loveful vibrations, peace will be established. So we have to check ourselves. It's not a game of a day. It may happen that today we have love for a person, tomorrow we don't. Our love can change into hate. If someone misbehaves to us, someone makes negative comments, someone does something wrong, create obstacles for us, we lose our love for feeling. We have revengeful feeling then. So it's my very subtle experience, as soon as we change our revengeful feeling into loveful feeling, that person is changed. So our love, specifically our love, has got a big power in it. Our love is also a big power, because our love is pure love, our love is spiritual love. It is the love which has come down from the ocean of love. So, I used to mention one of my experience of early year of my Madhuban's life. I think it was 1970. One of my friend, he was old, 70 years old, and I was young, 20 years. We both were friends. One day, he mentioned me one very beautiful thing. He told that if you have hateful feeling for a single soul in this world, you won't become constant yogi. Your yoga will come down, intellect will be pulled down. So, change your attitudes. And that was the first day when I realized this. The same brother mentioned me one another thing another day. I asked him when the destruction will take place. He answered, the day when we all Brahmins will have good wishes for all human beings, destruction will start. So the power of our love and good wishes plays very important role in this divine task of transformation. So we have to check ourselves and bring a change, that we have to give loveful feeling to everyone. And we must also realize one thing, I can say topmost dharana for Brahmins, we are bestowers. In Hindi, word you should remember, data, D-A-T-A, data. One who gives always, bestower. So we are the bestower of love. Just as a mother always thinks that she has to give love to the children. So we are also great souls, the sustainers of this kalp tree. We have to sustain all souls with pure love. Our love really will bring a big change in the mentality of human beings. So first thing, I remember one Savyakt Baba giving his murli, was saying that, you children say that, Baba, I love you very much. There is only one Baba in my heart, nothing else. If I open my heart, you will see only Baba, only one. Baba said, it's okay. But do you have similar love to the creation, to all souls, to all children of Baba? All were silent. We all say, we love Baba. We like Baba very much. We love Brahmins, but we don't like all Brahmins. So Baba then answered, that if you say, I love Baba very much, but I don't have so much love for the creation, Baba doesn't accept such love. So it was a very good thing for me, that oh, if we have true love to God, we must have true love to His creation too. Creator is happy if we love His creation. You can see, if someone gives love to your dog, you will be very happy. If someone gives love to your children, you will be very happy. So love is so important. Second thing, on subtle level, we have to check ourselves that we have to become free from selfish motivation. A subtle thing, the selfishness is creating many problems in our life. In Baba's words, selfishness is a big wall in front, on the way of karmatit stage. This is selfish motivation which is creating many obstacles in the field of service. A person who works for this, who is careful for this selfish motivation, one who tries one's best to become selfless, actually becomes divine, very divine. Selfishness, like gross thing, which makes us gross, physical, not angel. And when we have to become angel, nothing for self, everything for others. We say everything for Baba, but everything for His work, for His divine task, for His yajna, nothing for self. I share some of my experience in this relation. When I came in Yag, I was given the duty to cook Brahma Bhojan. And you know Brahma Bhojan, although it's a small thing, but I knew nothing. How to cook, what to cook. Here was Sindhi food, very, I can say, critical method to make Sindhi food. Very oily, fried, rich food. And I knew nothing. So, sometime, food was not tasty. There was a complaint against me. And in that complaint, people used to say that he lives always in yoga, no attention on in cooking the food. This was the comment. Always in yoga, no interest in cooking the food. And some other comments too. So, I realized that if I get influenced by these things, my yoga is broken. I cannot enjoy my yoga. So I used to read Gita, Laukik Gita, before coming to Gyan. And in one slok, one verse, a wonderful thing was mentioned. Baba also had mentioned that thing, but I did not catch that point from Murli. But I used that point, that what I do, what I am doing, I am not doing to please the souls. I am doing for Baba, for Yajna. Because I knew I was doing with full love, with full interest, with full care. But because I was not expert in cooking, so some mistakes were done by me. And I used to accept them. So this thought that whatever I do for Baba and for Yajna. Not just to please the souls. Not to listen the appreciations from others. And it made me stable. Then whatever result was, good or bad, I used to think I did for Baba. Let the result go to him. Appreciation to him. Defamation to him. If people say something to me, let it go to him. So it was a good practice which made me very easy. So it was the same thing, selflessness. So I was working on this selflessness. This is the famous word in Laukik Gita. Very famous, well known, Niskam. Niskam. It means no expectation, nothing for self, everything for God. And in other words, they have mentioned to it, surrender everything to Him. Do everything for Him, your actions, your thoughts, your attributes, your qualities, your talents, everything should be used for Him. So this way, if we practice to become selfless, then actually our mind will become very divine. We will enjoy our life very much. Otherwise, our happiness, our bliss, our enthusiasm depend upon others. We give ourselves in the hands of others. But we have to keep everything in our own hands. Thirdly, very important thing, I can say most important thing for our spiritual progress is to enjoy the solitude. Do you all love solitude? Do you have time for this in your country, in your job, spare time every day, sometime? What are the benefits of solitude? Although in solitude we can also practice yoga, but I will draw your attention to two things. One thing is self-introspection. Talk to the self in solitude. And second thing, very loveful chit-chat with Baba. Chit-chat with God. It's a great thing. Not ordinary yoga. Among us, many Brahmins believe that chit-chat with Baba, it's a simple kind of yoga. It will not burn our sins. But to burn the sins is not only aim of our spiritual life. To enjoy life. And we can imagine, if we talk to God, hearty chit-chat with God, it will give unique enjoyment to us. So this experience, every day, once, either in evening or in the morning, this open chit-chat to Him, friendly chit-chat to Him, with a feeling that He is mine, He belongs to me. How close we are to Him. How close, feel it at that time. We are so close that we both have become friends. And second thing, equally important in solitude we have to do, and that's also very, very useful for our whole cycle, broad mind, open mind, elevated thoughts, high thinking. So now we are sowing the seed of everything for entire cycle. So put the seed of high thinking in the soul, high thinking, nature of high thinking, attitude of high thinking, elevated thoughts, no narrowness of mind. It's also very helpful to live happy and easy life, tension-free life. Those who are broad-minded are free of tension. Those who have narrow mind, narrow thoughts, they are tense always. Right? So, solitude will give these two blessings to us. Elevated thinking and very blissful and unique chit-chat to Baba. This chit-chat actually is a great kind of achievement. In my experience, I used to say, I love sometime chit-chat more than seed stage. And for me, evening time, when I go in solitude, I enjoy this very much. And I feel that Baba is very close to me. He listens everything. He gives response of everything. He is ready to do everything for us. So, by having such chit-chat, we understand, we realize what Baba does for me. Very useful for our life. That actually He is giving lot of help He is ready to solve our problem. He is always ready to give us blessings, to empower us, to open our intellect. He is ready always for that. So in solitude, if we talk to Him this way, we will realize these things, and then our life will become very easy and happy. We will feel that, oh, it's Baba who is doing everything for me. So we have to spare at least half an hour every day for solitude. And you know, who can enjoy the solitude? This is also important. It's the experience of many. When they go in solitude, they get bored. They have a flow of waste thoughts. Solitude becomes a curse for them. They always like to be in the company of many human beings. So solitude is a blessing for them who are introvert whole day. Those who have got the power of churning. Those who talk to the self. Introversion. Introvertness, introversion doesn't mean to be silent only. Introversion means a very wide meaning this word has. Introversion means our mind, intellect, sense organs, sanskaras, these all things have the feeling of a pull towards outside world. So many interest, taste, love towards outside achievements. We have to pull them inside. Focus them on the self. This is introversion. So the pull of mind, intellect and all sense organs, which is outside, to bring it inside to the soul, is introversion. This way we can enjoy solitude. These are some important dharana for us. On the basis of these things, we can make easy progress. Now, second important factor, we have to divide our routine at least into 5 parts. Everyone must divide one's routine into 5 parts. Morning hours, evening hours, job hours, cooking hours, cleaning hours. Morning, evening, cooking, cleaning, job hours, job. We must have easy program for the morning hours, some program for evening hours, 1-point program for job hours, 1-point program for cooking time, and 1-point program for cleaning time. When you go for the work, I start from here, because at that time, we get influenced by many things. Outside atmosphere, vibrations, human beings, their attitudes, our own feeling, our work. We become work conscious, action conscious. If you have to work with the computer, it's a complaint. Working with computer, how can we do yoga? All the time intellect is busy with the computer. How many of you work with computer? So last time I gave one easy yukti to computer man. Here was a group. 40-50 brothers and sisters were there. They asked this question, and all of a sudden one yukti came up in my mind, that if you have to work with computer for 8 hours or 10 hours, you can manage one thing. That's easy. For 1 minute in an hour, just spare 1 minute. Give good vibrations to your computer. Computer can receive everything. It's like also like a brain. It will receive everything. And we know nature. It is made of nature. Nature, elements. So nature is very sensitive to our vibrations. You can make a program of 10 days only. If you forget sometime, then you can give 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minute vibrations to your computer. And after 10 days you will experience that computer is giving vibrations to you. Possible? As soon as you sit near computer, you will experience spiritual feelings there. By sitting there, you will feel that computer is reminding you something on subtle level only, that, oh, you are a great soul. Be in this feeling. You are my master. I am not your master. Computer is not our master. We are the master of computer. Man has made computer. Computer has not made man. So during job hours, you can make 1 point chart. Either, now you can choose how to do, either 1 point for a day or 1 point for a week. Just as that I will practice to see everyone as a soul. And fix up the numbers, that 10 times I will do this practice. 10 times. Each time for 10 seconds only. It doesn't take time, it needs attention only, that all are souls. And we must know this, that this practice, that all are souls, then we can add some thoughts. Everyone is playing one's own role. Everyone's role is fixed in the drama. Everyone's role is good, okay. Let them play their role. Such thinking, such attitude, such a spiritual drishti will make us spiritual. It has got magical effect in it. I had listened in Sakar Murli many years before, 30 years before, that if you see others as souls, it means you give current to them. New thing it was for me, because at that time we did not know anything about vibrations of these subtle things which we know now. So when I heard this, that if you see souls in everybody, a point of energy, you give current to them. Second thing, you know, Baba says, if you see others as souls, and if you are in self-respect, your words becomes very, very effective. Whatever you speak, people will follow them. You will experience. Suppose you have got responsibility somewhere, responsibility in a company, in an office, in a factory, or in a market. Whatever you speak, your words will have value for others. They will accept what you say to them. They will obey you. It will be the experience. So this drashti you can have in your chart for a day, for 3 days, for 5 days. Other day you can have one thought, just one thought for your job time, that I have entered this body. I am a soul from soul world. I came down, entered this body. For 10 seconds, 8 times, 5 times. So this thought will give you energy all the time. And if you work for 8 hours, 10 hours, you will find that you are very energetic, fresh all the time. That vibrations of others are not influencing you. Big thing. Because we get influenced by the vibrations of others. Third point, you can have any thought of self-respect. Baba is with me. Just one thought. For us, it's very simple. Baba is with me. But it's a great consciousness. Baba is with me. Almighty is with me. Remember it 5 times. And you will experience, oh really, God is with me, I am not alone. You will experience as if someone was giving help and vibrations, energy to you all the time. So this way, make 1 point chart during job hours. For Amrit Vela, you can divide your Amrit Vela into 3 parts. And which I like most, my last experience of Amrit Vela of last 1 year, when I realized one thing, I had mentioned it many times in classes, and I want to give this deep realization to all Brahmins, that it's fact. Whenever we remember Baba, we invoke Him down, He comes down. We have so much love. He has so much love with us, that as soon as we call Him, He comes down immediately. We must accept it. So in the morning, as soon as you open your eyes, remember Baba, say Him good morning, talk to Him, Baba, come down in my room, I am alone here. And feel, visualize that Bab Dada came down. For 10 seconds, just keep looking at Him. Oh, He is giving drashti to me. He is smiling. And He is my Sadguru. For some days you can have this thought. We have to change our thoughts, but to invite Baba, we should do it every day. And you can think, if in your home Bap Dada comes every day, what will happen? I taught this to many mothers in India, those who had some problems in their home. So I taught them that 5 times a day you have to invite Baba in your home. Take His hand in your hand and take a round in your home, in every room. And feel that Baba's vibrations are spreading there in your home. And see the result after 5 days only. You will experience that your home is full of Baba's vibrations. So, second thought I was saying, that Baba is my Sadguru. This relationship of Sadguru is also very, very powerful. And see a vision that Baba put His hand on my head. Hand of blessing. Almighty put His hand on my head, and from His hand, 8 powers in 8 colors started to spread in my whole body. And soul and body both got charged by those vibrations. If you can do this for a minute, it will become a wonderful thing. From today, when you go to sleep at night, do this, and early morning, tomorrow, and every day when you are here. Do you like this? So you will feel, if you continue with this, very soon a day will come, you will have this natural feeling that God's hand of blessing is always here on my head. Wonderful achievement. So, first thing we have to do at Amrit Vela, then Baba is here in front of us, talk to him. Talk to him with some specific relationship every day. And thirdly, third part of our Amrit Vela must be to give sakas to the world, vibrations to the world. This way, if we make a program of our morning hours, 1 hour actually, this morning Amrit Vela time will make us very powerful. And we can experience, if Amrit Vela is powerful, there are no more obstacles and problems in our life. This way, you can make a plan for your evening time. Very simple plan, relaxed plan. 1 point plan. Chart of 1 point only. That during evening time, evening hours, I will do this practice. For example, I am worship worthy goddess. I am Bab Saman. Just take one thought of higher consciousness and be in that. And it will help you to create powerful vibrations at your place. And when someone comes to you, he will get the same experience from you. During cooking hour, very important, Brahma Bhojan can purify our heart, our mind, our intellect. So just we must believe one thing, that when we cook, this 1 hour or half an hour is the period of our intense tapasya. We are not just working, we are not cooking, but we are doing tapasya. And if we give pure and powerful or loveful vibrations to our food, this food will become a very strong medicine for our health. You can make such experiments sometime. If you have any bodily problem, make food in such good vibrations, offer to Baba, and fill such thought in that food, give drashti to the food, that by eating this food is a medicine for me, by eating this pain must go out. And you will experience that really it is influencing your disease. So pure, loveful, powerful vibrations makes our food as a medicine, and it helps us to enjoy healthy life. Likewise, while cleaning, You can do this practice, I am soul sitting here, doing this work with hands. So, I think you followed what I say. Make your own program of self-progress. Give attention to certain dharana points in your life. And it is also very important that we must study Baba's Murli. Sakar Murli or Avyakt Murlis. Because there is a beautiful treasure of knowledge in them. If we want to divinize our intellect, we need the power of knowledge. And as I mentioned, if we divinize our intellect now, if we empower our intellect now, it will continue throughout the cycle. It will help us in every birth. So it's a great thing to experience the power of knowledge, effect of knowledge in our life. Lastly, I can say, if we want to change our life, we must change our thoughts. Transformation of life is nothing but transformation of thoughts. And it's easy to bring a change into our thoughts. So, if we work on this for some days to change the thoughts, this is wrong thought, this is negative thought, this is not worth me, I am a great soul, I am Bap Saman, I cannot think this way. So if we change our thoughts, life will be changed. So this is a simple program, this way we can make very good progress in our life. Om Shanti. Now let us enjoy that vision. Invite Baba down. Sadguru, please come down. Put your hand of blessing on my head and feel that a colorful fountain of eight rays is entering in whole body and soul.